Look, those conditions last night, have you... Look, you've played 229 first-grade games. You made your debut, I think, back in 2003 for Newcastle. You've been all over the place. Have you ever seen anything like that last night?
No, I haven't. I mean, the boys joke about over the summer saying, oh, yeah, always rains here on game day, and we sort of laughed about it. And then, boy, I've never seen anything like it last night. It was coming in, like, literally sideways, and the wind was just howling. So it was... Yeah, it was tough conditions.
Now, that would be, and I saw you quoted earlier saying that was about the bravest win, the gutsiest win you've ever been associated with.
Yeah, look, I've been involved, obviously, in some, you know, some really good wins and, you know, ones where blokes at Origin time have been out and different scenarios like that. But to come up against South in those conditions where they're, well, you know, they're the premiers, they're the king of the grind, I suppose, and they, you know, to have Gallen, no Fifita brothers, and, you know, to win in that fashion was just, you know, it was just, yeah, it was, mate. It was really brave by our boys.
Mick, I know everyone knows you're a competitor, but at the back end of careers, players can move clubs and it doesn't always go so well. Things are going there nicely for you. You've won the last three games. I know you lost the first four. That wasn't through any fault of yours. What's the secret to you keeping up your good form? Because I think you've been very important for the Sharks.
Yeah, thanks, Gibbsy. Mate, to be honest, the first month was obviously not where we wanted to be, obviously, but I knew if we just kept working away with what we had, we've got a really good roster there and some great young kids coming through, and we just needed to get that continuity and, to be honest, to find out what style of team we were. And I think we've done that in the last few weeks. I think we're a side that likes to, you know, get into the grind and complete high and, you know, challenge the opposition team that we're going to be there with them at the end of the 80 minutes. And, you know, one thing saying that, but doing it's another thing. And, you know, I think that certainly suits the way that I like to play. And Shane's certainly given me a lot of freedom around the ruck to, you know, get back to, you know, sort of controlling and moving the big boys around and, you know, trying to set up a platform, I suppose, for the outside boys to play off.
Last night, Michael, just going back to the game last night, 10-4 you led at halftime. You ran with that hurricane in the first half. A 10-4, you might have thought, well, that mightn't be far enough ahead because they're going to have, you know, plenty of field position, you would think. But your ball control was fantastic. And a really important part of the game was when you led 10-4, you opted to kick the penalty goal and go 12-4 in front. And then straight after that, you dropped the ball, remember? Not you. Your side dropped the ball and they scored. You would have been reflecting on whether you'd made the right decision or not.
Yeah, no, I think once we... that was a key moment, that penalty and the 2 points, because it just kept us in front. And to be honest, like, at half-time, you know, I thought the win might have been more of a hindrance than anything, to be honest, because, you know, you really couldn't control your kicking game. You had to, you know, hit it and hope that it would have to pull up or... you know, or that it would get into the right spot. And then, you know, trying to turn and get back with the referee, honestly, I said today to some other media outlets that it was like sitting on it was like running into on a treadmill. Yeah. You just couldn't move. And then, to be honest, I didn't think the win was that complimentary. But then when South came out at the rate and not that they did, I thought, oh, maybe, you know, we're going to need to be good here because they were coming at us really hard. And then, you know, as you said, our ball control kept us in the game, and you know, it was just a really, really gutsy win.
What's been important for the Sharks, Michael? I think this is acknowledged by Shane Flanagan, the influence of the youngsters, Valentine Holmes and Jack Bird. Jack Bird, I mean, that was his fourth first grade game last night. He's an extraordinary talent, obviously, but just that bit of youth, that little bit of spark you needed.
Yeah, mate, the young kids come in with no fear of failure. And they just play footy for what it is, and it's refreshing, especially for us older blokes. You know, they come in and you know, I say to Birdie and Valentine all the time, just keep backing yourself, you know, back your instincts and play your footy that's got you there, and they've been doing it. They've been terrific, and you're certainly right. You know, not only have we found what sort of team we are, but the injection of those two boys has been tremendous.
I thought last night it was the old boys that led the way. I thought Chris Hyington was fantastic. Luke Lewis is fantastic. And yourself. And there's the senior citizens in the side leading the way.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, you know, it's all well and good having the young kids provide that enthusiasm, but in big games like that, in conditions like that, you know, I think, you know, it's your job as an experienced bloke to stand up and take the heat and sort of live and die by your own sword, I suppose. And, you know, I felt at times, you know, Luke, Chris and those senior blokes certainly did take the game in their own hands and more often than not, you know, controlled and swung the momentum back in our favour.
Mick, as one of the experienced players in the competition, you must shake your head at what's been happening in terms of these contract negotiations, the round 13 get-out clause. And it's been Luke Lewis, we spoke of him. He was one of the first to use it when he was going to go to South. It's there. It's not the player's fault. What do you think about it in principle? Because it is something your Players Association wanted.
Yeah, look, I think, you know...
I don't think it's worked out like it was intended, though.
Yeah, no, and I think I think you're spot on the money there, Gibbsy. I think the intention behind it was to try and eliminate clubs from signing people over a year in advance. And to an extent, it's done that. But then on the other hand, you know, it creates this awful speculation and, you know, innuendo and whatever until round 13 is over, basically, which, you know, it's a stressful time doing contracts for players. You know, it's such a vital part of the season. And, you know, they want to get it out the way early so they can concentrate on the rest of their season. But then, you know, it ends up turning into, you know, the mess that we've sort of got at the moment. So certainly an area that we need to look at. I feel for everyone involved in that situation at the moment, to be honest, because, you know, it seemed to have hung around for such a long period of time now. And, you know, I think everyone will be happy to see round 30 kick in or possibly some changes to that rule.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll do something. There's been too much.
Yeah.
Too much focus on it and not enough on the football. Now, talking about on-field action, you're going for four in a row when you play the Panthers at Pepper Stadium on Sunday afternoon. And look, they've got their issues, so they're there to be got as well on Sunday.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game, actually. You know, we'll obviously be without the Fafita boys again and possibly Gallen, so it'll be the same challenges.
He's been named, but you're still in doubt, you think?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure Shane's, you know, named him, but, you know, no doubt he'll have to get through some work this week. But he'd be a huge plus, certainly, for us if he is available. It's going to be a really special day out there, Gibbsy. I'm really looking, I love the Anzac weekend. There's so much, you know, centered around it. The NRL's made a huge focus, more so than any other year I've been involved, and I really can't wait to be a part of it. And I feel honoured to be able to play footy on that weekend.
Well, Mick, we appreciate you joining us, mate, and the very best of luck, mate, to the Sharks, because you're back going well. Just on Gally, you're pretty confident he'll be there again next year?
Mate, I'd like to think so, yeah. Mate, I certainly one of the reasons why I came to Cronulla, that's for sure, to play with, you know, guys like Gally. He's you know, a real warhorse. He's a real leader, and just a guy that, you know, is ultra consistent. And, you know, I think when you're talking blokes like Jack Bird and Valentine Holmes and, you know, those guys there, you know, even Wade Graham's still a young fella, even though he's been around, it feels like forever. But, you know, they learn so much from people like Gal, and you know, I really enjoy playing with him.
Well done, Mick. Great game last night and a good win to the Sharks. And well done to your supporters too. Nearly 4,000 of them turning up in horrendous conditions.
Yeah, mate, thanks very much. And, yeah, I must say a big thank you to those guys. And have a great week. Good day and start the golf course, mate.